Today's scripture reading is found in Luke chapter 11, verses 27 and 28. If you're following along in the blue hardcover Bible, it's on page 870. As he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you, and the breast at which you nursed." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it."
Would you join me in prayer? Our gracious Father God, we come to your word. We are so privileged to have your word in our hands, on our laps, filling our eyes, filling our hearts. Father, help us to see the glory of Christ through the word of Christ, that it might transform us by your Spirit, conform us to the image of Christ. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is Mother's Day, and so let me say again to all of the moms here, a happy Mother's Day to you, and God bless you. Now, the passage we're looking at today, you know that we're going through the Gospel of Luke, and this isn't exactly where we left off, but as I read ahead in my preparations week to week, I saw this portion, and I knew I couldn't wait until a week or two later to look and to preach on this passage. It was something that I believe will speak to you today. It is a passage that does tie in today to motherhood. I think that's kind of apparent, and I hope to show you that as we go along. And then we'll back up the next couple of weeks to the passage that I've kind of skipped over now. But have you ever wondered, the expression I used just a moment ago, and I don't mean it merely as an expression as I said it, but that expression, "God bless you." I mean that with all sincerity to the mothers that are here today. But have you ever wondered, what does that mean? God bless you. Have you ever wondered, you know, what do people mean when they say that? Do you know what you mean when you say to someone, "God bless you"? Someone sneezes, and we say, "God bless you." We say it in love to endear, you know, to those who are endeared to us, because we want to see God's best for them, right? The meaning of blessed or blessed makes it a desirable thing, right? To be blessed is a good and pleasant thing. It speaks of having peace and contentment. And in a world like it is today, we can use all the peace and contentment we can get. Now, I know that there are those who talk about the word blessed merely meaning happy. But the English word happy is a really poor word to use in place of blessed. Because happy, it's not the same as being blessed. The word, in fact, happy, is related to the English word happening, or happenstance, or circumstance. To be happy depends upon my circumstance. Blessedness. Blessedness transcends my circumstances. So the idea of being blessed. Being blessed speaks, as I said, of this peace and this contentment. But it's a peace and contentment not based on circumstances, but because of being in a right relationship with God. Not dependent upon circumstance, but being in a right relationship with God. So how can I be in a right relationship with God? Well, consider for a moment what God's Word says. In Psalm 1, the very familiar psalm, it begins and it says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight, the blessed man's delight, is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he, the blessed man, does, he prospers." Blessed is the man whose delight is in the law. To the people of Israel, God, through his servant Moses, right, the great lawgiver Moses, he gave the law. The Lord did. Through Moses, he gave the law. And in Deuteronomy chapter 28, we read, "And if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments that I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. If you obey the voice of the Lord your God, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your womb, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your herds, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out." Now, I asked you to consider that. The legalist says, obey the law of God, and you will be blessed. But that never happened. You see, that never happened in Israel. Israel never faithfully obeyed the voice of God. Oh, sure, at times they did better than at others. But they never got to where they experienced a life of true and complete blessedness. And Israel is our example. Paul explains it this way in Romans 7:10. "The very commandment that promised life proved to be death to me." You know, Paul, in that same part of Romans, he asks the question rhetorically. He says, So is the law wrong? Is the law sin? Of course not. Because the law points us to our need for Jesus Christ. The law shows us its intended purpose is to show us our absolute need of God's kindness and patience and forbearance. But here's the problem. We don't get that. Oftentimes we don't get that. What happens is we think God, we think of him as being like us, running out of patience, running out of forbearance, and not being very kind to any one of us. Understand this. Hear this. Because this is the essence of the total of God's revelation to us. This is the gospel. Our blessing comes not through the law, but through Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus alone and only. He who kept the law perfectly in our place. So you might say to me, well, I believe that, but I still don't feel very blessed. Okay, so now here's the tie-in to today's message. Let me just reread this, probably for my sake more than yours. As Jesus said these things, he's addressing the crowd. A woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts at which you nursed." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." Now, this woman speaks up as Jesus is addressing the crowd. The most celebrated mother in all of the New Testament is Jesus' mother, Mary, right? And with a son like Jesus, how could you go wrong? And the fact is, if you read this carefully and you understand what this woman is, this is exactly the idea expressed by the woman in the crowd. As one commentator put it, the woman's rather sentimental benediction on Jesus' mother simply meant, "If only I too had had a son like this man." Maybe she was having a bad day. Maybe her kids had not turned out quite as wonderful as she had hoped. Maybe not quite as wonderful as Jesus. Maybe she felt like a failure. Being a mother can seem like the most thankless task on earth. And I say that, obviously I'm not a mother, but I've known enough women who are mothers and heard their stories, and as they've shared their hearts with me, to know that it often seems like a most thankless task. Being a mother, in fact, being a parent, can be frustrating. At times, it can seem to take the joy out of life. We were watching a program last evening. Well, I was trying to watch the baseball game, but Dawn's not a real big Brewers fan, baseball fan. And so we were going back and forth between the game and this program called Intervention. Some of you have watched those programs, right? Where family comes together to help convince someone in the family that they need help. And we were watching it.
I have too many things in my hand right now.
I got it. And as we were watching this program, not getting into all of the details, but a mom whose son was a drug addict in his early 20s, this mom spoke of having no happiness. Now, as I've already pointed out, happiness is dependent upon our circumstance. And certainly some of us don't have it nearly as bad as that. And yet, are you inclined to compare yourself to others? Do you wonder why others appear to be blessed while you hardly ever feel blessed as a parent, as a mom? Of course, we all have that tendency, don't we? We all have that tendency to compare ourselves to others. I promised because it was Mother's Day I would keep this short. So let me just say that when we, and Dawn and I, first came to faith in Christ, at that moment, we didn't have a perfect understanding of how God would have us raise our children. We learned along the way. We've made more. We've made more than our share of mistakes. And we have experienced more than our share of joys. In Romans 14:22, it says this: "Blessed is the one who has no reason to pass judgment on himself for what he approves." Believing you've done to the best of your understanding and your ability, that you've done what the Lord would have you do, and also confessing those times when you haven't, there you will find the blessedness, the peace and the contentment in God that only the Lord Jesus can give. It is not a blessedness that you earn. It is not a peace and contentment you are owed. Psalm 29 ends this way, verse 11. "May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace." And that is what God in Christ has done. That is precisely what God in Christ Jesus has done for us. He has given us strength. He has blessed us with peace. Accept it. Receive it. Believe it. Father, we strive so hard to seek your approval. But we shouldn't. You have already placed your approval on us in Christ, in sending your Son, in Jesus willingly offering his life as a ransom for many. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we in him might become the righteousness of God. Oh God, help us to accept that truth, to receive it, to believe it, to live in the blessedness that is ours in Christ. Oh yes, it's not that we won't endure trial. It's not that we won't suffer heartache. But your blessedness, by your blessedness, we can endure. And so we thank you and we praise you for your grace. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.